Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
And we're back. And I am so mystified how that show got to be a 15-minute show. Ordinarily, I'm here for a half hour. My name is Toray. Welcome back to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. So I do hope if those callers on the switchboard were listening, I was saying I'm going to try. If not, I'll see you next week. So I know you can only hang sometimes so long and wait. But tonight, we're finishing the conversation on frequencies and mindfulness of our music. As I was saying earlier, talking about my father's life celebration, everybody was very somber and sad, and we're singing, you know, songs that he loved and, you know, playing them. And all of a sudden, I went into a very upbeat moment with my friend Lori, who played with me in that moment. And so we're singing and playing, and it's becoming powerful and joyful, and people started clapping and getting their raising the vibration. And suddenly, people weren't crying. And instead, they were happy, and they were, like, really at peace with the fact that, you know, this was a great man, and, you know, he deserves a great send-off. And tears are shed, yes, but happy tears now, because we all knew he was going to go to greatness and there would be no more suffering. And that's what I want you to remember when we have these moments in our life celebration. It is to raise our vibration and to remember people in that way. Very, very, very special people in music who made their mark. John Lennon, Prince most recently. People of this nature, they send special messages through their music. Don't ever dismiss that, you know, that kind of an artist who writes multitudes of songs isn't trying to do something to help better the world and with their music. So there's some healing sounds and frequencies that we use in our chakras that go to raise your vibration. Fibonacci, Solfeggio, look it up. You can find it yourself. Listen to the sounds. What works for you? Sometimes it's to open up every chakra to get one to awaken the mind's eye, to awaken in the spirit energy. The numbers that you would find in these frequencies are, let's say, the 396. And in this little circle of numbers, it repeats. And then the other, that's for liberating guilt from guilt and fear in root chakra energy. 963, which is connecting with the light from the bottom to the top. And then we have frequencies with like 174, which is removing the pain. And I'm sure many of you who are trying to heal or heal physically, emotionally, and so on, the 174. Then the 741 is to awaken your intuition. So you see, you must do the healing before you can do the revealing. Rock and rollers generally go to the key of E, which in the chakras is the solar plexus. Because you can say, it hit me right here in the gut. I felt it. And, you know, I love that song. I love the key, everything about it. And, of course, then the other one would be in the key of A, E, F, G, A. That would be your pineal, your third eye, actually, your third eye chakra. Got our caller back from the 404. I see. Okay. Move that out of the way. Boy, it is surely a Mercury goodbye to the Mercury retrograde. So hang in there, 404. I'm coming. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Tasha.
I'm sorry?
And I was calling because I really love music.
Because of what? I can't understand that.
I said I really love music.
Like, you really love
like
music.
A big part of my day. So
beautiful.
I was really interested in, I guess the, I think it's the musical reading.
Okay, so is there something, an area in your life that you would like to work with and opening up or healing?
Yeah. Can we work on like the love area or like romance?
That's the 528 frequency. Okay. So what if you go to like YouTube, you can type in 528 frequency. And you'll get a lot of choices of what you can listen to. Some sound like beats and tones. Others sound like beautiful music because a lot of music is written in the 528. As I was discussing, that deals with solar plexus, okay? And that really is about transformation. So before you can get to the heart, the heart's neutral, right? And all of the chakras, the solar plexus is that stomach area. So it's transforming and making miracles. So it's DNA repair. Now, a lot of people call it the heart chakra, the heart frequency. And the other actual frequency for connecting in relationships, that would be the 639. And that deals with the heart chakra specifically. But I like to think that anything that you can use, and I kept hearing Beatles. I heard with you, I heard Love Is All You Need. That song, Love, Love, Love. Love is all you need. And you know, there are people who use the tuning instead of the A440 tuning. And they adjust it to the 528. And that transforms their music into very loving-sounding, positive, healing, repairing, all of these things, transformation music. So it's a much deeper level of, like on a cellular frequency with us, whether we realize it or not. So who is who's somebody you like to listen to?
Well, it's this artist. He's really, like, different. It's, like, more of the hip-hop. His name is Currency.
Okay. And does he ever have anything in his music to do with love?
No, it's more of, like your cruising in a car somewhere, like long distance driving, real mellow, a lot of horns, flutes.
Okay. So is it like a feeling of happiness when you listen to this music?
It's happiness with a little bit of like relaxation with, it just gets you thinking.
Okay, so he's probably using more of trying to combine root and the crown chakra stuff and his frequencies. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, to stay grounded but yet to explore, you know, to feel, open the mind's eye, open the crown and that energy. But, you know, in the colors themselves, in that level of understanding what color can do to heal in the music you're listening to. So when you're all like relaxed, you're all chilled listening to this stuff, what kind of feeling comes over you? What color would be the first color you could think of when you listen to this music?
I would say like a light blue.
I was just going to say blue, so you're really tuned into that frequency. So he's, you know, touching you in a way because blue is also a color of healing. It's not just about like green or pink and this and that. So it's hitting you in a communicative way, healing vibration. And I do feel delight around you, okay? So it's like soaring in some way. You're kind of soaring, like birds and flight.
The music, it touches me in such a way. I want to be part of it and, like, make my own. And, if I could pick this up as a career, I would. I love it. It's just awesome.
Music is a beautiful thing, and it is an awesome feeling, especially to play your own music and to perform your own music. And, you know, I got very lucky in my young life and had an opportunity or two to play my original music for others. And
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it's a beautiful feeling. I had a group of people in South Florida at the time who wanted to use one of my recordings for a therapy recovery house, because the song is called Decisions, and it was all about really choices and in your heart, you know, what road you go down and what takes you there. And you know, I know that you're going to do some writing, because my guide is showing me that, you know, things come to you because you get a little more inspired when you listen to this particular artist. So you're going to write some words. So just start being mindful of the music you're listening to and listen to your own words in your mind and put them out there.
Okay. I was actually thinking about writing something. Well,
mm-hmm.
I started writing something. I wanted to do an album.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, I don't know why, I got this feeling that when I do this, and it's been like it's like a burning sensation in my gut, so I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be doing it, because every time I think about it, I get extremely excited, but I just don't follow through with it because it takes
so
time.
Here's what you can do. You go look up those, you know, frequencies and such. You know, you can go on YouTube. There are all kinds of sounds. What is going to open up your creative flow, and stop doing the same old, same old. When you start feeling like you want to write, don't just do the routine things. Change up your routine.
Change it
up and just keep lots of tablets and pens and paper, and, you know, and keep your phone juiced up if you use notes on your phone. Keep it always available to you. You never know where inspiration is going to hit. I always keep pen and paper by my bed, and I keep my phones charged up, my tablets charged up, my laptop, so on. So if something comes, I just jot it down, and I keep it different places around my home. So I'm glad that you called back in, because then we got to close the show with such a positive note. So keep those inspiration tablets and writing materials near you always. Surround yourself with them. Don't be afraid to put your feelings out there. And that's the best way. You might reach out and touch somebody else who needs to hear what you have to say. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, and thank you for calling into the show. And that's all for us tonight, and I'm glad I got back on to round two to finish out the show. Look for me tomorrow at My Cauldron Into Land. I'm going to do the Women's Moon Lodge, and then I'll be available for private sessions at Luna Soul in Sanford, as well as in Lake Helen near Casadega, Florida. I'll be helping to facilitate the full moon meditation. So it is a moon kind of week, a musical kind of week. Be mindful of what you listen to, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Namaste.